Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Tzadi Zayin. We are holding on Tzadi Vavim Beis. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Vavim Yo, right? I think so. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Tzadi Vavim Beis. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Bishal bin Tchilas HaRegel, Yevashal Bo Kol HaRegel. That if a person cooked in a kli, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the beginning of the Yantif, so again, we're in the middle of discussing the halachos of Mariko Ushtifa. Mariko Ushtifa, we haven't yet defined exactly what it is, which is a little strange because we've been discussing it for a while. We're going to define it today exactly, but Mariko Ushtifa is a requirement that's only on Kalim in which Kadshim were cooked. We do not have a requirement to Mariko Ushtifa by Chulim, by anything else. So it's not just referring to regular kashering, Haggalah, or whatever that we do. Now, what the relationship is between Mariko Ushtifa and Haggalah is going to be the subject of one of the discussions on today's daf. But Rabbi Tarfon says, if you're mevashal at the beginning of a yantif, yevashal bo kol haregel, you can continue to cook in that kli throughout the entire yantif. You don't have to do Mariko Ushtifa at any point during the course of the yantif. Rashi points out, below Mariko Ushtifa, lubesof haregel, yimrok v'yishtof, at the end of the yantif, then you'll be able to do Mariko Ushtifa, but it's not required to do Mariko Ushtifa beforehand. The Chum Marim adds manachila, and the Chum say no, only up until the time that you're allowed to eat the blios that are in that kli. So let's say you cook the carbon shlamim on day one of yantif, so that only gives you day one and the following night and day two, and after that you're no longer allowed to eat those blios because it becomes nosar. So you need to do mariko shtifa before that period of time, before the zmanachila is over for that carbon. I shouldn't say before. You can't continue to use the kli after the Zman Achil is over for the carbon. When exactly you do the Mariko Ushtifa, before the Zman Achil is over, or you wait till it becomes Nosar, and then you do the Mariko Ushtifa, is the subject of a discussion in the Rishonim, which we'll also see a little bit later. Now, Mariko Ushtifa, we've been discussing Mariko Ushtifa, now we need to define Mariko Ushtifa. So what is Mariko Ushtifa? Says Rashi, Mariko k'Mariko Sakos, Ushtifa k'Ushtifa Sakos. The Mariko k'Mariko Sakos, Ushtifa k'Ushtifa Sakos. Very strange definition of Mariko Ushtifa. The Mishnah just says, you know, like you do on cups. So Rashi says, no, what does it mean, Mariko k'Mariko Sakos? Mi bifnim k'kos shel bracha k'damrin b'brachos, sheton hadacha bifnim ushtifa mi b'chutz. That just like kos shel bracha, there's din by kos shel bracha, they're supposed to rinse out a kos shel bracha. So too, by kachim, it's such a similar din that you do Mariko bifnim, ushtifa b'chutz, means you rinse out the inside of the cup, you rinse out the outside of the cup, and that is the fulfillment of Mariko Ushtifa. Mariko Ushtifa Pitsonein, Mariko Ushtifa is done with cold water, it doesn't have to be done with hot water. Hashvud va'askala magilon b'chamin. But if you have a spit, some type of grill, then you do hag'ala with hot water. Then you don't just do Mariko Ushtifa, then you would need hag'ala with hot water. Now what that last line is doing here in the Mishnah about Mariko Ushtifa, and what it's really talking about, that a spit and a barbecue only need Haggalah, we're going to see in just one second, just in terms of Mariko Ushtifa. So we said Rashi says the Mariko's mibifnim, Ushtifa's mibachutz. The Rambam, the Perish HaMishnayis, sounds like he understands that they're both mibifnim. He says the difference is that the washing of the cup or the washing of the kli that removes any content that's attached to the walls of the kli is what we call marika, and then the extra rinse after everything is already washed off, that's what we call shtifa. So it sounds like the Rambam holds they're both done mibifnim. It's not one mibifnim, one mibachutz. It's just that the first one cleans out whatever mess is still in the kli, and the second one is just the tosefes nikios, just cleans out. It's just an extra cleaning. That's what we call shtifa. So that's fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, what's this last line of the Mishnah? Shvud va'askula magilun b'chamin. There is a Gemara in Meseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, daf ayin vav amud aleph, asks that there's a stira between the Mishnayis regarding this halacha. Because when it comes to Giulei Avodah Zarah, Giulei of the Kechavim, the Mishnah says over there that Shvudin va'askala melabnon ba'or. Same exact kelim. It says you want to kasher them if they were used by non-Jews for non-kosher food, melabnun ba'ar, you need to do libun. Different, major difference between libun and hagala. Hagala is just dipping in boiling water. Libun is using fire to kasher it out. So by blios shel kachim, apparently we say it only needs hagala, and over there we say it needs libun. So there's a machlokus in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah how to be miyashiv the two mishnayos. Rava over there says that the Mishnah over here means that when it says hagala, it's referring to the requirement of mariko shtifa. And Rashi is saying that the Isser, if you want to get the Isser out, so of course you do Libun. Libun is going to get the time of Isser. But in addition to that, there's a din in Kachim that we learn from Murak Vashutaf Bamayim that you also need to do after you do the Libun, Umriku Shtifa. So Rava understands that it's not a steer in the Mishnais, it's two steps. One, to get the time of the Isser out, and the Enochinami by Karbonos, it becomes time of Isser because it becomes Nosar. So you need to get the time out, that's by doing Libun, and then on top of that, you also do a Hagalah. Hagalah doesn't mean Hagalah, it means Mariko Shtifa. Abaye asks on Rava, what are you talking about? How can you say Hagalah? The word Hagalah means Mariko Shtifa. Mariko Shtifa, we just got through saying, is Bitsonein. Hagalah, by definition, is Bechamin. So how can you say that, that's what the Mishnah means? That's Abaye's Kasha on Rava. Now, Tosa says that you could bring a Raya from here that we're not Goris in the Mishnah. Bechamin, right? That there's the Magilon Bechamin, because if we were Goris Magilon Bechamin, then it's not possible that Rava would have made such a mistake and said that it's referring to Mariko Shtifa. The line after the Mishnah just got finished saying that Mariko Shtifa is Bitsonein. So he says maybe you should take out that word Bechamin, right? That's the top Tosos. It's the Lugarsi Bechamin Mishum Dabai Rabba Lememar was Rabbin Arav B'Sav V'Zara Maya Gal Duktani Mariko Shtifa. Right, in the whole conversation over there. Tosus also explains that even if you are goris the word Bechamin, you could still explain the Svara of Rabba that Marika is also done Bechamin, and it's only Shtifa that's done Bitsonein. And the reason Rabba says Shtifa is Agav Marika, but maybe Bechamin is a reference to the Shtifa, it's only the Marika that's done, the Marika is done Bechamin, it's only the Shtifa that's done Bitsonein. The Panim Meiros asks, how could you say that you need Libun and Marika Bechamin? The whole reason you need Marika Bechamin in the first place is because why would you need to use hot water for the Marika? It's because you're trying to get rid of the Blios. So once you already did Libun, so then how could it be that you need both Libun and Marika Bechamin? So it's hard to keep the word Bechamin and say, yeah, the Bechamin is referring to the Marika, if we're talking about a Shvud and an Askela where you're already doing a different form of kashering that's going to remove any of the blios. But anyway, either way, that's that we have first defined Mariko Shtifa now in this Mishnah, and we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan, whether Mariko Shtifa has to be done whether Mariko Shtifa has to be done at any point during Yantif. Rabbi Tarfon says you could wait till Yantif is over, and the Rabbanan said no, you follow normal rules that whatever the time limit is of that karban, that's when you do the Mariko Shtifa. So says Gemara, my time, Rabbi Tarfon. Why does Rabbi Tarfon hold that you have until after Yantif is over? Right? Where does he get this idea from? So says the Gemara, Damar Kra Ufanisa Baboker VaHalachta Alo Alecha Hakas VaSo Lukulon Boker Echad. It says you should go in the morning and go back to your tent. So when do you go back? You go back after Yantif is over. So apparently we call Baboker, we call the entire Yantif a Boker Echad. Rashi says Ufanisa Baboker Al Karchach Boker Shal Chol Ka'amar, the Karli Boker Rishon. It calls it the first Boker, and it's got to be talking about a weekday. It can't be talking about on Yantif itself. Tosos asks for Kasha. Why does Rashi assume that it's got to be talking about a weekday? Because otherwise you can't go back home. How are you going to travel on Yantif? So Frank tells us, what are you talking about? Maybe we're talking about people who live within the Tchum, and they are allowed to go back. They are allowed to go back to their homes, even within Yantif. Maybe Yain Minalei. Still, and even if you're talking about traveling, still could be done with Chol HaMoed traveling. How do you know that you have to have all Yantif? So Venir Lefarish de Mashm Le Kulu Boker Echon Mishum de Kulu Zayin Tashlum in the Rishon de Chagiga Yeshla Tashlum in Kol Zayin. Says Tosos, the reason that we're assuming that they're all considered one Boker is for a din that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. And that din that's not mentioned is that there's a din of Tashlumin called Zayin, that you could do Tashlumin for the Chagiga throughout all 7 days. Normally, you can only do Tashlumin in the next immediate period of time. Apparently, we consider all of it one big period of time. So that's how that's what the Gemara is darshining. Okay, Machlokes Rashi tells us what the details are, but that's how we get Rabbi Tarfon Salacha. So Maskefla Rav Achdavu Barami. So if you're going to tell me that the entire Yantif is considered one day, so he says, well, then wait a second. V'chi'ein pigel b'regel, v'ein nosa b'regel. What about other Zman-related problems of a Karban? Like pigel, I have a machshava to eat it chutz l'zmano. Let's say it's the first day of Yantif, and I have a machshava to eat it on the sixth day of Yantif, which is chutz l'zmano, because even if it's a shlam, it's only 2 days. So you're going to tell me, no, it's all one day. Boker echad, all Yantif is one day. Nosa also, not going to apply. I leave meat of a Karban over from the first day to the fifth, sixth day of Yantif. That's not going to be a problem. That's whoever heard of such a thing? So v'chite machinami, unless you say, okay, just because you never heard of it doesn't mean it's not true. Maybe the enochinami, maybe the entire Yantif, there's no din of pigul or nosar within Yantif that it's all considered one long day. But we know that that's not true because Rabbi Nosson told us that Rabbi Tarfon's sheet is that it's only in regard to this halacha of Mariko Shtifa that we consider the entire Yantif as one day. In regards to any other halacha, in regards to pigul, in regards to nosar, it is not considered one day. Now, the way we understand it, the reason for Rabbi Tarfon is not because of any gzeres hakasav that all the days are really one day. They're not all really one day. It's just that by definition, on Yantif, you are kashering it out before the time is up. How are you kashering it out? By continuing to cook in it the next day's karbonos. Rashi explains, mitoksha shlom mitzuyin beregel. There's so many karbonos shlom around the Beis HaMikdash. On Yantif, ein balua shalom nasa nosar. That the bleels inside the kli do not become nosar. Why? Sharizman shlam lebeiz yamim. V'chim mevashel beishlamim ha'idna hadar mevashel beishlam lemachar. The zman of the shlamim is for 2 days. So whatever karba, whatever bleels I cook and are left in the kli today, I'm going to cook again tomorrow before those bleels become nosar. Ubaleim yishlam shenishku biyamim machras. And then when I cook in that same kli tomorrow, the kli is going to be balea from the new carbon shlam that I shechted tomorrow. Upolit mashabala etma. And that itself, the cooking in the kli, is going to kasher it out. So the bleels from today are going to come out tomorrow. Baleam and Achronim nimsa sheinu balidei noser, and therefore will never come to noser. Rashi says, "Vimbal levashel chatos." Oh, what if you cook a chatos though? Chatos, you don't have 2 days in one night. Says zayir levashel achrof shlamim bo bayom. Just make sure the last thing you cook in that kli today is a carbon shlamim, and then you're going to be okay. But einu chinami, if a chatos was the last thing you cooked in the kli that day, then you would require Mariko Shtifa before cooking the next day, because there are bleos, in fact. There are bleos that are in fact left in the kli. Now the Mikdash Tavid asks the following. He says, granted that whatever was left in there yesterday is niflat today, but if you hold like one day in the Gemara, we had a whole sugya before. What about bishul below bilua, bilua below bishul? Do you still need Mariko Shtifa? What if you hold like the shita that holds that bishul without bleos still requires Mariko Shtifa? So l'chorei should still require Mariko Shtifa because of the bishul that was done in the kli. Forget about the blia. Even if the blios are out, it should still have a requirement of Mariko Shtifa because there was bishul that was done in it. Meaning, no one says that this is a kiyum of Mariko Shtifa. The question is there a mechayiv of Mariko Shtifa when there are no blios left in the kli? I mean, you could say, okay, so there are no bleos left from yesterday's carbon, so there's no chiyuv of Mariko Shtifa. But this is certainly not a kiyum of Mariko Shtifa. So if you hold that being mevashal in a kli, even in the absence of bleos, is enough to create a chiyuv of Mariko Shtifa, how is that chiyuv satisfied by cooking another carbon shlamim in in it the following day. That doesn't satisfy the chiyuv of Mariko Shtifa. The chiyuv is there even without the blios. So the Mikdash Tavit says that even if you're mevashel without a blia, your holder requires Mariko Shtifa. Nevertheless, the Mariko Shtifa is not ma'akev the shtamshos pekli. It's only going to be blios that are going to be ma'akev using the kli, that are going to hold you back from using the kli. Meaning there is with Mariko Shtifa has two elements to it. Number one, Mariko Shtifa serves as a matir, that it's matir the use of the kli. Number two, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go and do a Mariko Shtifa. When you get rid of the blios, or when there are no blios, even if you hold that you need Mariko Shtifa does not serve as a matir. It's only a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do that you have to do it to the kli, but it doesn't serve to be matir the kli. The kli is already mutter. It is only blios that make the kli usher. It's an important chilek within the laws of Mariko Shtifa. Then the Mikdash Tavit asks Viter, and he says, one of the days of Yontif, and this is a hard kashi, he says, one of the days of Yontif is Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't cook in it again, you can't cook. You can't cook until Motzai Shabbos. So the shlomim that you were mevashal and Erev Shabbos are eaten for Shnei Yamim V'layla Echad, which means Friday night, Shabbos day. You're not cooking on Shabbos in all of the kelim, right? You're not cooking in the kelim on Shabbos, so Motzai Shabbos it's nosar. So how can you say that you don't need to do Mariko Shtifa at any point during the regel? By definition, there is a Shabbos during the regel. That's a hard kasha. I don't know what the answer is, but the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos may offer us a little bit of an insight, although it will cause other problems. The Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos understands that according to Rabbi Tarfon, you don't need to do Mariko Shtifa on Moed, when you finish eating, the Rambam writes, El Rak Besof Hayom. You don't need to do Mariko Shtifa right away. Wait till the end of the day. At the end of the day, you do Mariko Shtifa. And the reason you don't have to do it right away is because you're busy during the day being Osek and Simchas HaRegel, and therefore it's not necessary to do the Mariko Shtifa. So the Achronim wondered, the Rambam is directly against the Gemara. The Gemara says that all of Regel is one long day. You know, it talks about that, talks about the possibility of all of Regel being one long day. Obviously, the Gemara is assuming, if it's using that idea to explain Shittas Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Tarfon holds that you don't need to do Mariko Shtifa at any point during the Yontif. How does the Rambam say you need to do Mariko Shtifa at the end of each and every day? Mm-hmm. So what they explain is that the Rambam understands that that was the Havamina of what Rabbi Tarfon meant. But L'maskanas HaGemara, when we say Kol Yom Nasa Gila Chavero, the way the Rambam understands that is on each and every day, becomes Nosar for Chavero, meaning becomes that which happened on the previous day becomes Nosar. So what do you do? So at the end of each day, you do a Mariko Shtifa to make sure that doesn't happen. So or you do a Hagala at the end of the day, and you don't have to do it at the end of each and every Achila. It's not because since, meaning the way the Rambam understands it is, Kol Yom V'Yom Nasa Gila Chaver is not a Kula. It's telling me that it's only when it's the next day that it's Nasa Gila Chaver. That it doesn't become Gila Chaver within that first day. It's only on the next day that it's Nasa Gila Chaver. And that's the explanation of how the Rambam understands it. So within a day, it doesn't become a Gila Chavera. So at the end of each day, you just go ahead and you cook it at the end of each day. Okay, you kasher at the end of each day. The Chamrom Adzman Achilim. The Chamrom say no, up until the time that you're no longer allowed to eat the blios that are in that kli. So Maika Amar. Amr of Nachman Rabbar Vua, Mamtinla Adzman Achila, Vahadar Avad Lamariku Shtifa. You wait until the food that Balua in the Kli can no longer be eaten, and then you do Mariko Shtifa. Now the girsa is a little bit difficult. There's a little bit controversial, I should say. Mamtinla Adzman Achila, or Mamtinla Kol Zman Achila. Do you wait until the end of the Zman Achila, or you wait Kol Zman Achila? What's the difference? If you look at Tosos, on the bottom. Mamten lahem Kol Zman Achila, v'hadrav in Mariko Shtifa. Ein lefarish to Mariko Shtifa kodem shi'asa nosar. So says Tosos, does not mean you do Mariko Shtifa before it becomes nosar, k'desh lo yivo kachem lebeis apsul, so that you won't bring kachem lebeis apsul by allowing it to become nosar, meaning that's what you would think if you had Ad Zman Achila. You wait until the end of the Zman Achila, and that's when you do the Mariko Shtifa. So he says, no, don't say that that's the pshat. You wait Kol Zman Achila. You wait till all the Zman Achila has passed, and it has become Nosar in the Kli. And then you're Balead. Amash Machad de l'achar Zman Achila of Mariko Shtifa. So it's because of the gears of Kol. He says, Amiyu Yesh Farm de Garsi, Mountain Lu, Ad Zman Achila. Some are Gores that you wait until the Zman Achila, not kol zman achila. So anyway, so minani mili. Amran back in the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Abi Yossi ben Abba. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Abba Yossi ben Abba. It's an interesting name. Abba Yossi ben Abba. So probably it's unusual for someone to be named after their father, right? Even when you name after a living, it's unusual to name after a father. In the lines of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, all those, it always skipped a generation. When Sfardim name after living people, they always skip a generation. You never name directly after a father. So we do find several places in Shas. Let's put it this way: we very rarely find in Shas that an Amora, I think never really, that an Amora has two names. The first time we find two names is there's a Tosfos Maseches Chulin that quotes a Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael, a Bala Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. But typically, we never find two names in the times of the Gemara. So what's this Abba Yossi? Or anytime you have Abba, you have a lot of times whenever there's two names. So Abba Yossi is a title. Abba is a title. It's a way of saying that he was a very big Chacham. Abba also happened to be a name, but it wasn't Yossi's name. Abba Yossi is the title, great man Yossi, the son of Abba, the son of a man named Abba. So it's not that he was named after his father. Anyway, so again, how do we know the Shita of the Chachamim, that you wait until after the Zman Achila, or the end of the Zman Achila, and you do the Mariko Shtifa? So Abba Yossi ben Abba says, Ksiv v'morok v'shutaf, Ksiv kol zachar b'kwanim yochal. So apparently there's some connection between Mariko Shtifa and Achila. So it must be that if you wait until the end of the Zman Achila, and then at that point you go and you do Mariko Shtifa. So there is a connection between Mariko Shtifa and the Zman Achila. Now the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'aser Korbanos Perek Ches Halacha Yud Dalid the following. He says, Lo chatos bilvad, ela kol hakelim shemishtamshim ben bekodshim al yidei chamin, any kelim that you use for kodshim with hat, bein kodshim kodshim, bein kodshim kalim, tunim Mariko Shtifa, Ekev Achila, ve'enu manichan ad zman achila shniya. You don't leave until the time of the second eating. Sounds like the Rambam holds against Tosfos that the Mariko Shtifa is done before it becomes Noser. Ekev Achila, before you get to the Zman Achila Shnia, before you get to the next thing that you're going to cook in that pot, that you have to do the Mariko Shtifa earlier. The Achronim are not sure exactly what the Rambam means, though Lecha Mishnah and Tosyantiv explain that the Zman Mariko Shtifa is right away Begemar Achila. You don't wait until the end of the day. That's how some understand the Rambam Sfasemes. And other Achronim, though, think that the Rambam means, no, you can wait until the end of the day. He's not going to deny what the Gemara says, that Yamtin Ad Zman Achila, so you do wait until the end of the day. You don't have to do it right away as soon as your Achila is over. What is the Nekuda Samachlokas over here? Why would some say you wait until after the Zman Achila is over, and the others that you wait during, like Tosfos says, and others that you do the Mariko Shtifa before the Zman Achila is over? So the Briska Rav says as follows. The Briska Rav says that the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam is as follows. That according to the Rambam, the Maisa of Mariko Shtifa is a din on its own that's learned from Kol Zachar B'Kwanim Yochal, that is a Kiyum Mitzvah B'Zman Achila, meaning that there is a relationship between Mariko Shtifa and the Zman of Achila. You fulfill this Mitzvah Mariko Shtifa during the Zman Achila. Whereas Tosfos holds, Mariko Shtifa is not its own din, it's a Chiyuv that relates to Nosar. That because there's an Isser of Nosar, that's why you need to do Mariko Shtifa to ensure that there's no sar. So he says that's the Nekuda Samachlokas. And he says the Rambam, based on the Briska Rav goes on to say that based on the Rambam, we can answer the kashas of Tosfos. In the Sifra, the Gemara Darshan's Bushala, Melamit Shemavashal Vishona Mashalesh. And then your Morik Vishotev, that you can cook several times and then do Mariko Shtifa. So the Rambam holds that there are two dinim in play over here. The Ikur Chiv of Mariko Shtifa and Shvira of Klicharis is chal right away as soon as you finish cooking. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, Bushala, that it's teaching me that even after the mitzvah is chal, the mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa is chal, you could still be mekayim, you could still be mevashal in the Kli and be mekayim the mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa or Shvira of Klicharis at a later time. Meaning the mitzvah is chal as soon as you cook in it, but the mitzvah does not need to be done immediately. You can still cook further in the Kli and do the mitzvah later on. So that could be the machlokas Rabbi Tafran and Chacham. The Rabbi Tafran holds that you could be mevashel kol regel, and after the regel you could be mekayim the mitzvah of mariko shtifa. And the Chacham say, no, we learn this from a requirement of achila. So it's going to be when the latest time for mariko shtifa is going to be connected to the achila. Bushala just teaches us that you're allowed to cook again on the same day in the kli, that you don't need to do the mariko shtifa miyad miyad. You don't need to do it mamish right away. But in addition to that chiyuv, that general chiyuv of a requirement to do mariko shtifa anytime you cook kachim, there's a second din in play. What's the second din? That you can't violate the isra of nosar. So that the Gemara tries to figure out the reason of Rabbi Tarfon, why he allows a seeming violation of nosar. And he says, no, don't worry about the nosar. The nosar is taken care of by kashering out the kli. The nosar is taken care of by cooking in the kli again the next day, which kashers it out. It has the effect of kashering it out, but it doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of mariko shtifa. So again, it's like we said before, the mariko shtifa is a matir like hagalah, but it's also a mitzvah. So these are the two elements in terms of the matir of hagalah. So kol yom yom nasa gila chavero. In terms of the mitzvah, that's not going to help. In terms of the requirement to do a mariko shtifa, l'chara, that does not help. Says the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara, we're up to, yeah, so Mariko Kabrika Sakos, Shtifa Kashtifa Sakos. So the Mishnah said, you do Mariko and Shtifa just like you would on a coast. Tanur Rabban, Mariko Shtifa Betzoni, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds Mariko Shtifa is with cold. The Chum, Mariko Becham, and Shtifa Betzoni. The Chum say, no, Mariko is with hot, Shtifa is with cold. My time in the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon hold that Mariko is with hot and Shtifa is with cold? Me did have a Guli of the Chavin, just like Kasher and Kalin, that you use hot. Rebbe Amalach Hagala lo kamina. Rebbe will say, what's Hagala got to do with this? We're talking about Mariko Shtifa. Ki kamina, the Mariko Shtifa, the Basra Hagala. I'm not talking about Hagala. I'm talking about doing the Mariko Shtifa after you've done the Hagala. Meaning he'll say, of course you do Hagala. Hagala kashes out all the time that's in the Kli. I'm talking about the additional Kli of by Kachim to do Mariko Shtifa. Why does it have to at all imitate Hagala? The Rabban would say, Imkein Lichtov Kra or Murak Murak or Shutaf Shutaf. Say the same expression twice if you're just going to tell me that it's with cold, because it means the same thing. Mayu Murak v'shutaf. Why Murak v'shutaf? Why does he use two different lashonos? Shema mina Mariko becham Shtifa Betzon. It must be that they're fundamentally different from each other. That the first one is with hot, and then the second one is with cold. For Rebbe would respond, no. Iksiv Murak Murak hav mina treizim nimurak or treizim nishutaf. Had it told me that to do the same thing, the same word twice, I would have thought to repeat the same action twice. Mariko v'shutifa, they are different actions, even if they are both done with cold water. How are they different? Okay, so we had Rashi and the Mishnah, Zebifnim, Zebibachutz. There's some difference between them, even if they're both done with cold water, so we can't use the same expression. That's why it comes to tell me that you should do two separate actions, one of Mariko, one of Shtifa. There is a famous Chakira of Reb Chaim that the Brisker Rav quotes, where the din of Mariko is only a mitzvah, or it's also a din in Hechsher Kli. Is it just Stam, its own separate mitzvah, or it's a din in Hechsher Kli? This is the issue we've been discussing all morning so far. The Brisker Rav just points out, L'chora, that's the machlokas that's going on in the Gemara. That the Chum say, oh, Mariko's Bechamin, midid have a Hagala, sounds like he holds that it's there. Of course, there's a requirement of Hagala also, but that by Kachim, there's an additional level of Hagala that's required, that you need to be Machshir the Kalim doubly. One, by doing a regular Hagala, and then on top of that to do Mariko. But the Mariko and Shtifa is a hemsheikh of the Hagala. That's the way the Chachamim understand. It is part of the kashering of the Kli. Whereas, perhaps, says the Brisker Rav, when Rebbe disagrees and he says it's only Bitzonin, but he doesn't just say it's only Bitzonin. The Chachamim say, oh, Mididava Hagala. And Rebbe says, what are you talking about? I'm not talking about Hagala. Of course you do Hagala. I'm talking about Mariko Shtifa. So Rebbe apparently divorces the two. He does not think that Hagala relates to Mariko Shtifa, Mariko Shtifa relates to Hagala. These are two totally separate Kliuvim that have nothing to do with each other. Mariko Shtifa is not a continuation of the Hagala. The Shlomo asked the following kasha. If you hold tam ki ikar is daraisa, that the that whenever you have the tam of a treif of food in your food, even if you don't have any mamashos of treif of food, meaning you hold that, let's say a pig fell into my chalent, a big piece of pork fell into my chalent and gave tam throughout the chalent, then I pull out the pork, but it was too late, it was already cooking there for hours, so I could taste the flavor of the pork in my chalent. If you hold that that's an isra midaraisa, the tam ki ikar is daraisa, so why do I need a separate limud for hagala? I could learn that from Gilei Midyan, why would I need a separate din over here to tell me that I need to do Muriko Bechamin? So the Olah Shlomo asks that even if you say Tam Kikr is not the Oraisa, still the Prima Gadim writes that Midar Raisa you need to do Agalul Lecharchila. So what's the special din that we're learning over here? So the Olah Shlomo gives three terutzim. Number one, he says the Ikr Gzeres HaKasav is needed to tell me to be Magil B'mayim V'lo B'yayim, that when you do Agala, that there's a requirement to do Hagala Dafka with water and not to use other things for Hagala. In terms of just getting rid of the tam, you could have gotten rid of the tam by using other mediums, other liquids. So that you would still need the din, the chiddush that you do Hagala Dafka b'mayim. Furthermore, he says, you need to teach me that a Kedei Rishena Bas Yoma, where Tam Kikr is definitely not Aser by Kedei Rishena Bas Yoma, because it's already become Tam Lufgam, and it doesn't have the ability to Aser anything. But it still needs Mariko Shtifa, because Mariko Shtifa is a Chiv that sets in right away. So the Din of Mariko Shtifa doesn't go away. So that's why we need Mariko Shtifa. Again, all of this is assuming within the Tzad that Mariko Shtifa serves to get rid of Tam, that Mariko Shtifa is a continuation of the Hagala. So, on that level, you would need Mariko Shtifa anyway. Furthermore, he says, let's say you don't want to use this pot anymore. You're done, right? Sometimes, whenever I get a shayla, someone says, I think we may have trafed up a spoon, a knife, or this, or that. So what do you say? It requires kashering. So 50% of the time, at least, the person says, I'll just throw it out. I'm not gonna bother myself with kashering. Didn't cost that much. I have 10 others, whatever. I'll just throw it out. That's okay. You don't have to kasher it. You're allowed to throw it out. But if there's a requirement of Mariko Shtifa, it's not okay. Mariko Shtifa has a separate mitzvah. Maybe that's the chiddush. It's not just tam ki ikar, that there's tam in there and you need to get rid of the tam. There's an actual mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa. Okay, says the Gemara weiter. Mishnah, rather. Bishl ba kachim mechulin. If you cooked in it, kachim and chulin in the same pot. Okay, kachim, 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 kalim. Or you cooked kachim, kachim, and kachim, kalim in the same pot. So im yesh ben menosin tam, aray akalim nechalim kechamurin shebehen. So if there's tam of both in the pot, so you have to eat the kalin like the chamur, meaning you have to treat it with the chumras of the most chamur blios that are in that pot. And it does not require mariko shtifa. The Gemara is going to ask, what? Why should it not require mariko shtifa? We'll get to that. It doesn't passel by touching each other. If meat touched the pot, that alone doesn't passel it. Rakik shenaga barakik v'chaticha b'chaticha. If you have one wafer that's pasul that touches another rakik that's kosher, and they're balea from each other, or one piece of meat that's pasul and one piece of meat that's kosher that are balea from each other, lo kal rakikim lo kal chatichas asurin, eino asur l'makom shabala. It doesn't ask for the whole other thing. It only asks for the direct hit, the direct area where they happened to have touched each other. That's the did. So says Gemara, Maika Amar, what in the world is the Mishnah talking about? It says you don't need Mariko Shtifa. What's the whole first part of the Mishnah talking about? So the Gemara says, no, we're missing some words over here. Hachi Kamar, this is what the Mishnah really means to say. Im yesh ben benosin tam, harei akalin echolim kechamurin. We started off okay, that if there's a tam of different items in the kli, so you have to treat everything like the most chamur, v'tu'una Mariko Shtifa, and it does require Mariko Shtifa, upaslin b'maga, and if the chamur it will pasul b'maga. Look at Rashi. Im hayu achamurin psulin v'akalim ksherin. If the chamur things were pasul and the kalim were kosher, nasu akalim kichamurin lifsal sanogin behen. The kalim become like the chamurin to pasul those things that touch them. Kedichsiv kol asher yiga b'vsara yikdash. That's a din in the Torah, that anything that touches the basar becomes holy like it. So it becomes pasul. Ein behen b'nosin tam. But now this is the part that was missing.
ain behem no sin tam. Let's say there's not no sin tam in there. It doesn't give any tam. Ain a kalim nechalim kechamurim. Then you don't have to worry about the kalim being treated like the chamurim because there's no tam of the chamurim in the kalim. And then ve'ain to an emriko shtifa. You're not going to require emriko shtifa. Ve'ain pasim b'maga. Nor will you have the problem of a psul maga. That only happens when there's tam that transfers. So says Gemara. Okay, you're not going to need emriko shtifa. Need the kachim kachim lo bau kachim kalim nibai. Granted, kachim kachim, meaning granted that you don't need emrika after eating the chamurin because they're batel, but you should still need it because of the kachikalim. At the end of the zman achil of kachikalim, you should need mriko shtifa, meaning even if the chamur didn't give any tam. So therefore, you don't need mriko shtifa on the chamur shabo, but the kalim shabo, kachim kalim, also require mriko shtifa. So let's say the kachikachim is eaten for one day, one night. Fine, so you don't need mriko shtifa after one day, one night, but the kachim kalim that are in there are eaten for 2 days and a night. So you should need mriko shtifa after 2 days and a night. So granted, the Mariko Shtifa can be delayed because there's no time of Kachem Kachem in there, but the Mariko Shtifa can't be cancelled. So Amar Abaye, my ain't tunim the kamar, Kachem Kachem. Aval Kachem Kalim tunim. Yeah, Inokhinami, that's exactly what we mean. Of course you do need a Mariko Shtifa, just at the end of the Zman of the Kachem Kalim, not at the end of the Zman of the Kachem Kachem. And, Rava Amar, Hamani Rabbi Shimoni, Damar Kachim Kalim, Ain't to Mariko Shtifa. And Rava will say, maybe we're just assuming like Rabbi Shimon, that who holds that only Kachim Kachim require Mariko Shtifa, that the whole din of Mariko Shtifa doesn't apply to Kachim Kalim to begin with. And that's why we say that, yeah, if there's no actual Bliya of Chamurim, so it doesn't require Mariko Shtifa at all, because Kachim Kalim themselves do not require Mariko Shtifa. Says Mar Bishlam, Rava Hainu Dukhtani, O Kachim Kachim, Vikachim Kalim. According to Rava, I understand why the Mishnah had two cases. The Mishnah spoke about where you cooked kachim and chulin together, and when you cook kachim kachim and kachim kalim in the same pot. So according to Rava, that makes plenty of sense. You're going to tell me both of those dinim dafka to show me that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that kachim kalim do not require mriko shtifa. But according to Abaye, they both have the same din. So what's the extra chiddush if you're going to need mriko shtifa on the kachim kalim anyway? What's the extra chiddush of having both cases? So tzrichi, I need it for the following. Ditan kachim chulin. Had I only had kachim chulin, avamina chulin who mevatel kachim delav minayim. I would say chulin has the ability to be mevatel kachim because it's called min b'she'eno mino. When it's chulin and kachim, not in tam, they taste the same, but it's min b'she'eino mino in halacha, that they are halachically opposing factors, like the famous Ran and Nedarim. We've discussed that when min b'she'eino mino works on a halachic level as well, not just on a level of physical qualities. So I would say chulin and kachim that are not min b'mino, that's where you can have bittel. Aval kachim 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 kalim emelo, but kachim 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 kalim, which are both holy, so I might think that you can't have bittel over there. Vitan kachim 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 kalim, and if I only would have had kachim 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 kalim, have a kachim huda alimi liftule kachim, I would think that in order to overwhelm kachim and be mevatel kachim, you need something as powerful as kachim. So the only thing that has powerful enough spiritual forces to be mevatel other kachim is kachim. But aval chulin aim alo, but I would think chulin does not have the ability to overpower kachim tzrichim. Therefore, it's again, this shows you a lot about the idea of bittel. The idea of bittel is that there are two opposing forces, and one of them has to overwhelm the other. That's why there's a havamina that kachim and chulin are opposed. Kachim and kachim are not opposing forces, and therefore it's considered min b'mino. Therefore, there's not going to be any bittel. That's why the idea of overwhelming one another is why kachim and kachim we would have thought would work, but kachim and chulin would not work, because only kachim can overwhelm kachim. Chulin cannot overwhelm kachim. The Chaknasan quotes that there are some that yesh makshim that lechora, if you say that the Mishnah is coming to teach me the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, you say like Rava that the Mishnah is dafka coming to teach me the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, then we should pass like Rabbi Shimon because it's a machlokas varchach stam, and the halacha is a machlokas varchach stam. You always pass like the stam, so he's bothered why the Rambam doesn't pass in that way. The Rambam in both in Pirush Mishnayos it seems, and in Mishnah Torah explicitly doesn't seem to pass in that way. So you have to say because Abaye explains the Mishnah otherwise, it's not so pashut that it's a machlokas varchach stam. Machlokas varchach stam is when it's explicit. This is far from explicit, because Abaye has a whole different understanding. So even though the Rambam doesn't like Abaye's understanding, he goes with Rava's understanding, but he doesn't think it takes it to the status of Machlokas Varchach Stam, because it's not made Pashut at all. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Rakik shegiyah barak. Rak, we said if the two foods touch each other, so only the area that it touched where the blios went is going to be a problem. Tanur rabbanan. Kol asher yigah yachal afilu shelo bala. I might think even if there's no blios, even if it just touches it, already ruins it. Tamlom rabivsara. Ad sheyivla bibisara. It teaches me that there needs to be blios. Yachal naga bimiksas chatichaye kulopasul. I might think that if kachum touches part of a chaticha, the entire chaticha becomes pasul. Tamalomar yiga hanogea pasul. Only the part that touches is pasul. Hakeitzad. So what do you do? Chotechas makom shabala bivsara. You cut off the place where it was balaya. Bivisara, what do I learn from Bisara? Velobagidin, Velobatsamas, Velobakarnaim, Velobatalpayim. I'm not worried about the touching of kachim on other parts of the animal, only on the flesh, only on the meat, on bones, on the hooves, on the horns, that kind of thing. I'm not worried about, it's not going to, we don't have to worry about the blios making it kodesh. Yikdash, lios kamo. Yikdash means it takes on the same status as that which touched it. Hakeitzad, impsuli hitif sovim kashri tochel kachamr shaba. So it, what does that mean? It means if basar kachim that was pasul touched another piece of meat, so then that makes the other piece of meat pasul. If basar kachim that was kasher touched another piece of meat, that second piece of meat has to be eaten with all the chumras of the original kachim. That's the din of kalasher yiga, that whenever it touches kachim, it becomes like it. It becomes like the kachim in every sense. But again, which part becomes like it? First of all, only if there were blios, and only the part that touched, not the entire piece of meat, only that one area, only that one area that actually touched it. So says Gemara, Amai, why should that be the case? Why don't we say the mitzvah sasei of va'achlosam of the kshera of eating the kasher should be doch the lo sasei of not eating the psula? Meaning, what are you talking about over here? You're talking about a kasher piece of kasher meat that you have a mitzvah to eat that now has blios of a pasul piece of meat. So we're saying, treat it kachamar shabbat. It's pasul now. It becomes pasul, you can't eat it. Well, in this piece of meat, I have both a mitzvah and an iser. I have a mitzvah to eat the kasher meat. I have an iser to eat the pasul meat. Why don't you say, let the mitzvah saseh come along and be docha the lo saseh? That's how Rashi says, Nesi saseh deva achlosam de ksheira, viluchi lo saseh de lo toch al de psula, viafak avdika lo saseh ba'achilas psulin. Granted, it's aser to eat psulin, because I mean, psachim kol shah, kol shah b'kodesh pasul, still, let the assay come v'lidchi. Let the assay of the achila come bidocha. So says the Gemara, Amarava ein assay docha es losasei shem mikdash. That rule does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Assay is docha losasei, assay is not docha losasei shem mikdash. How do I know? Shenemar v'etzem losasei shbrubo. It says by the Karm Pesach, cannot let it break a bone. Rav Shimon Manasseh Yomer, ech letzem sheish b'moch, ech letzem shein b'moch. Whether there's marrow or there's no marrow in there, you're not allowed to break it. Amai, why if there's marrow in there, you're not allowed to break it? There's a mitzvah to eat the Karm Pesach. Let the mitzvah vegan come Pesach come and be docha the lo sasei of breaking the bone. You see that there's no concept of asei docha lo sasei shem mikdash. The Tosfos asks, what do you mean? This is where we learn the Gemara is asking asei docha lo sasei. Breaking the bone would happen before you eat the marrow, so it's not beidna. Whenever we say asei docha lo sasei, it's only when it would be beidna anyway. What's the havamina to apply asei docha lo sasei in this kind of situation? So the piskei Tosfos. On the margin, Piskei Tosfos says that over here would count as be'idna because the only way to get to the marrow is by breaking the bone. So that itself makes it be'idna. The fact that it's a famous Piskei Tosfos, the fact that you can't get there any other way makes it considered be'idna that when you're breaking the bone, you're already being mekayim the mitzvah. Now this rule of Einasei Docha Losasei Shebemikdash, the Ramban al Torah is one of the, I don't know, probably top 10 famous Ramban al Torahs. When Ramban al Torah talks about how mitzvahs asay are a reflection of ahavas Hashem. Mitzvahs los asay are a reflection of yiras Hashem. Asay doch los asay shows you that ava is a higher madrega than yira. Right? That when you have a choice between asay, which is ava, and los asay, which is yira, you choose ava. But in the mikdash, there's a special emphasis on yira. Es mikdash ay tira'u. So since there's an extra emphasis on yira, dafka in the mikdash, Yira is going to win out in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not going to apply the Asei Docha Lo Sasei. Rav Ashi Amar, Yikdash Aseihu, Vein Asei Docha Lo Sasei Vasei. Now over here, the Isser of eating pasul meat is both a Lo Sasei and an Asei. So an Asei is definitely not going to be Docha, both a Lo Sasei and an Asei. Okay, we'll stop here. It gets into, now we're going to go on to other kachim besides for chatas, how we know that these dinim apply to other kachim as well. But we'll stop here.